in a slightly different stretch of park. More to take in the peace and quiet, but I suppose the fact that it's putting off me being in the shop buying things isn't a bad thing. But it is nice and quiet. Well, obviously apart from all these noises. There's a sentence. It's very quiet apart from all these noises. But it is, it's a nice little peaceful stretch. So, it's Evening Ramble episode 10, which I suppose is something of a landmark, especially for me. Don't seem to keep these things going as well as I'd like. But I had some really cheeky little suggestions for things to talk about. And so I'm going to do them both. Might do it over a couple of audio boos, make a thing of it. But yes, the first one, set by my friend Claire, who asked, it was more being set a topic in a very traditional exam-y sort of way, but it is farts. Can they be amazing? Discuss. The short answer is yes. Yes, they can. I don't really know how to say it best. I can cite a few examples because I think the sheer variety of wind is actually quite impressive. I can quite clearly remember sitting at the dinner table once and being asked a question, and then immediately after something was asked of me, I managed to emit wind in such a way that it appeared to be asking a question back. And the only thing you can do when that happens is erupt into laughter, and I think it's something that brought the family together in a strange way. But yeah, I'm endlessly amused, I think, by things like windbreaking, because it's sort of an unpredictable quantity. Sometimes you don't know when it's going to happen, and when it does, it produces an absolutely hilarious sound, or an absolutely ungodly odour that clears a room. And you've got to be impressed when something has that capacity. However, on the other hand, dog wind is evil. Absolutely evil. I have been on the receiving end of multiple dog winds, and sorry, I've just walked past a sweet stuck to a wall and a very badly drawn chalk man's part. I'm in a classy neighbourhood. Yes, I can remember staying at the house of somebody I was engaged to at one time. And they had an old dog that was sitting by the fire, and me and my then fiance were sitting right at the back of the room, and her parents were sitting by the fire, pretty much, you know, next to the dog. And her parents basically acted as an early warning system when something really bad was about to drift our way.
Yeah, but you called so nice.
Their howls of anguish would foreshadow an oncoming stench that would clench our nostrils in its angry fists, I think is one way of putting it. It really was horrendous, but yeah, I think farts should be funny, and that's all there is to it. And that is a thing that does make them amazing. You can have amazing wind, and I think if you can ruin a coach journey for some passengers, then you've done your job. So, yeah. So that's me talking about wind. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope it was informative and educational. And stay tuned for another audio boo, which will be coming on a little bit later. And that will be about lost plectrums. Stay tuned, folks.